By what power or name? Reflection for Friday, April 25th, 2025. The apostles are still trying to make sense of the events of the resurrection. Unsure of what to do, they go back to what they know, fishing. But they still hear the question, by what power or name? It is frustrating to hear the way that some people use the name of Jesus. They don't use his name in prayer. They don't use his name out of love for him. They use his name to cuss and curse. They do not realize the power of the name. The question, of course, is, do you? Do I? When we speak his name in prayer, do we realize that the name of Jesus by itself has power? The power of the risen Christ? The power to change lives? Or has even the name of Jesus become so ordinary that we do not fully realize anymore its impact? When healing, Peter and John heal in the name of Jesus. They heal not by their own power, but as we read a couple of days ago, in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk. And most of the time, when we begin to pray, we start by saying, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We do not pray in our own name. We pray in the name of the triune God. Is it that we cherish the name of Jesus? Do we love the name of Jesus? Do we see what Jesus can accomplish through his own name? Or is Jesus simply another word we say without thinking about it too much? The gospel is such an interesting story. In fact, the 21st chapter of John is one that many scripture scholars have written about. It seems the apostles have seen the risen Christ, but they are still not too sure what to do about it. They are likely filled with some confusion. And so they seek to hold on to something familiar. They go back to what they know. They go back to fishing, to the boats. How many times have they been on these boats? How many times have they cast their nets into the water? And ever since they met Jesus, is it that by going fishing, it is their way of keeping him alive? But they do not need to do that. Jesus is alive. He is ready to meet them. As always, he is preparing them for something. He is preparing them for the incredible mission that awaits them. And he is now surrounding them with his love. And the Jewish leaders in the first reading do something interesting too. We do not know, but did they reflect on what it was the apostles did? About the amazing healing that occurred? Or can they only see the ways in which this miraculous power might just undermine their power, their control? And yet, are not there times when we do the same? We see the powerful actions of God, but choose to find some excuse not to see them. Or we read verses in the gospel and then find ways to ignore them or to twist their meaning. It is clearly the case that we need to see the presence and action of God. We need to let ourselves be challenged by it, to be transformed, and to recognize that we do all in the power and the name of Jesus.